The AI Purge, Why Capitalism is Eating Its Workers, and How a Million Member Guild Fights Back by J.R. Craig, founder of iOliba. For the last 2 years, American CEOs have repeated the same line. AI will make us more productive. What they rarely say out loud is what workers already know, that productivity is coming from headcount cuts that free up capital to pour into artificial intelligence. Stock prices rise, shareholders cheer, and millions of people quietly discover that their job has been reclassified as non-essential in an age of algorithms. We are watching in real time a massive capital reallocation from labor to software. The Atlantic's recent cover story on AI and jobs describes CEOs openly discussing how quickly AI could eliminate swaths of white-collar work, with one tech leader predicting that half of all entry-level office jobs could vanish within 5 years. Sam Altman has even joked about bets among tech executives on when we'll see a billion-dollar company run by a single person plus AI. That is not a future of new opportunities. It is a future where the gains from automation are captured by a tiny group of asset owners, while workers absorb the shock. Some analysts call this an economic earthquake, warning that AI may compress decades of workplace transformation into just a few years. Time's reporting from the front lines of AI development concludes that the technology will absolutely transform work. And the central question is whether we use it to augment human potential or simply replace humans and funnel the benefits to those who own the algorithms. Nothing in current corporate behavior suggests that augmentation is the default. Replacement is faster, cheaper, and rewarded every quarter on Wall Street. Even the people who helped create this technology are sounding shaken. Jeffrey Hinton, the so-called godfather of AI, has admitted that AI is moving faster than he expected, with capabilities effectively leaping forward every few months instead of every few years. When the man who built the foundation says progress now advances on a 7-month clock, what he's really saying is that our social, legal, and political systems are on the wrong timeline. The technology is sprinting. Everything designed to protect people is still tying its shoes. You can feel this gap when you talk to people whose lives have already been hit. In my book, AI Fired, AI Freed, I share the story of a mid-career project manager. I'll call her Dana, who gave 17 years to a global firm. One Tuesday morning, she was praised in a team meeting. By Friday afternoon, she was told her role was being reimagined as the company leaned into AI. The work she didn't disappear. It was sliced up, fed into software tools, and redistributed to fewer, cheaper humans. Plus, a cluster of models nobody on her team could even name. The shareholders loved the new margins. Dana went home with a severance packet and a stunned look that every displaced worker would recognize. Then there's Luis, a warehouse supervisor who used to manage a team of 40 people. Over 2 years, sensors, robots, and predictive software arrived, always with the same promise. These tools will make your job easier. Then the headcount started to shrink. When the dust settled, Luis found himself supervising more machines than humans. And then he didn't have a team at all. The logistics company, however, proudly reported record throughput per worker and record profits per share. Jay Collins, a longtime banker at Citigroup and hardly a radical voice, has warned that AI and automation could drive what he called a tragic end for capitalism if leaders ignore the distributional consequences. What he's pointing to is simple and devastating. Capitalism relies on consumers with income. If AI systems throw 10, 20, or 30% of the workforce out of meaningful work without a corresponding strategy to share the gains, we have an internal contradiction, not a functioning market. A future where a few platforms own the digital workers and everyone else scrambles for short-term gigs is not healthy capitalism. It's a winner-takes-all extraction machine wearing a familiar label. This is why I believe the real question is not, will AI take our jobs? The real question is, who will own the tools? And who will have the skills and support to use them as leverage rather than be crushed by them? In the emerging landscape, there are only two broad positions. You are either being optimized by someone else's AI, or you are building and owning systems that work for you. That is where iOLEBA and the Guild come in. iOLEBA was born from a simple observation. The same technologies that are displacing workers can also be used to build one-person or small-team enterprises, with the reach and output that once required entire departments. Instead of waiting for governments to catch up or corporations to do the right thing, iOLEBA exists to help displaced and at-risk workers cross the bridge, from employment dependence to AI-powered entrepreneurship. But skills alone are not enough in a system tilting toward concentration of power. That's why we're building the Guild, a structured community of practice, mutual support, and shared standards for independent, AI-enabled entrepreneurs. The Guild is not just another online forum. It's an economic safety net and a strategic response to a world where traditional safety nets are fraying. Members help each other navigate tools, deals, contracts, and platforms, and collectively push back against the asymmetry between solo actors and trillion-dollar companies. We cannot afford to sit back and wait for the dust to settle. If we do, we may wake up to find that the dust has settled into a structure we cannot easily change, a world where a small number of companies own the machines, the data, and the jobs, while everyone else competes for whatever tasks the algorithms have not yet absorbed. iOLEBA and the Guild are a bet on a different ending, one where ordinary people gain the knowledge, tools, and community to write themselves into the story of AI, instead of being written out of it. The technology is not going to slow down. Even the godfather of AI is telling us that. The only question is whether our capacity to organize, learn, and build together can catch up in time. I believe it can. That's why I built iOLEBA. And that's why I'm inviting you to join us. To learn more, visit iOLEBA.online. To join the Guild and Assembly, go to the bottom of that page, the iOLEBA ecosystem. The Join button is there. Membership is just $29. And 95 cents a year. April 15th of 2026, we will be celebrating the one-year anniversary of iOLEBA. In just 1 year, we have observed the tremendous impact of AI. It has become very apparent that AI technology advances every 7 months. As we launch year two, we will continue to advance our guild, along with the changes coming. Our goal is to be home to just 1 million of the 1 billion the acting IMF director announced at Davos in January 2026. I invite you to join us and be part of the future of commerce. This is J.R. Craig. Thank you for listening.